97.
Every family here in South Africa has been touched by addiction in some way. Over the past month, we've heard stories of children entering rehabilitation before they've even started high school. Parents watching helplessly as addiction tears families apart, treatment centers stretched beyond capacity, and criminal syndicates making billions of rands from South Africa's drug trade. And as our series draws to a close, there's one message that every expert and every recovering addict we've spoken to agrees on. It's that recovery is possible. Hot 1027's Tara Penny takes a look.
Every family is dealing with a substance user in some way, shape, or form.
Cassie Chambers from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group says addiction is far more common than many South Africans realize.
It's really hard because sometimes it's the first time that they've said it out loud. And you can hear the shame and the guilt in their voice.
Over the past month, we've met people whose lives seemed beyond saving. Recovering heroin addict John was living in an electricity box outside a Johannesburg complex. Today, she's more than 8 years clean.
Trust me, it's not a walk in the park, but the life that is waiting for you, it'll be beyond your wildest dreams.
Jackie believed alcohol had become her identity.
That desperation now in recovery is inspiration. There's so much help and it's beautiful.
We met teenagers who believed their futures had disappeared. 16-year-old Andile is back at school after rehab and he wants to become an accountant.
It is a proud feeling when they tested me and I came out clean. My parents were happy.
18-year-old Sitle is rebuilding her life after alcohol addiction, and she set her sights on becoming a psychologist.
Rehab taught me that trust over terror is possible. Most of it all, it taught me I deserve a second chance.
Therapeutic director at Eagles View, Maria Swart, says it starts when someone asks for help or when families stop fighting alone.
Recovery is a journey, not a destination. Have that courage. Go. Ask for help.
And while resources in our country are stretched and rehab is expensive, Cassie points out there are many lifelines that are available free of charge.
What I want Hot 1027 listeners to really feel is that they're not alone, that there's always someone available on the other side of a phone call and they can speak to a SADA counsellor on 0800 12 13 14.
And as we wrap up our addiction series, Jean points out this is not something that anyone should ever have to fight alone.
Seek help. You can't do this by yourself. You can't white knuckle it.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.